Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
When we have our general election, and mostly for our president, when he's elected in November, it's not until approximately 45 days when he's inaugurated. What does he do during those 45 days? He sets up his cabinet. When after he's elected, here's going to be my Secretary of State, my Secretary of Treasury. This is going to be you. They're going to do that for 45 days. Isn't it interesting? It's approximately, but approximately 45 days. Isn't it interesting? Where did they get that from? Our founding fathers? Where did this number come from? You think they just put it around there and just 45, that's a good number. No, some wise people got this from the Word of God. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, just leave me alone, okay. But for 45 days, he's already had the judgment of living nations. Jesus is gonna set up, if you will, his cabinet, who's gonna rule and reign with him. And we'll talk about that next week, and I got some other things I wanna talk about. David, remember David? Only a boy named David, only a little sling. David and Goliath, remember little David? He became king of Israel for 40 years. Do you know David will be the vice regent, or we call it like vice president, if you will. Well, he'll be a lot better than what we got now. Shouldn't have said that. Jesus is going to rule and reign, and he promised David, and we'll look at this next week with actual scriptures, where David's going to rule right with him. He promised David that. We're going to rule it. The apostles are going to rule with him. He told that to the apostles. You're going to rule with me. Remember, is this boring to y'all? I could go on and on. Remember, he talks about who's going to be the greatest. The mom came up to Jesus. He said, Jesus, will you let my two boys serve right next to you? Remember that? How many of y'all remember that Bible story? Okay. And Jesus looked at him and said, hey, it's not for me to do this, you know. And basically, he's talking about, you want to be a great? Well, be a servant. You want to be least? Well, promote. They were self-promoting. Anyway, we're going to rule and reign with him. Those 45 days will be, he will be setting up his kingdom. Let me give you one more thing, and I'll be done this morning. And we'll expound on this next week. If you think your head's swimming now, wait till we get next week about what takes place in that kingdom. Some wonderful, awesome things. This is what everybody's been looking toward, where the lion and the lamb will lay there, the bear and the lamb. Remember that? And the little boy be able to place his hand on the den of a cockatrice. You're talking about a rattlesnake? The rattlesnake won't bite anybody. You know, the little rattle on the end of a rattlesnake, he can shake it like a rattle. Y'all don't believe me, do you? It's what the Bible says. He'll be able to, now I can't imagine anybody won't do anything with a snake but put a shovel to their head. I shouldn't have said that. Y'all are probably snake lovers out there. But anyway, during the millennium, all ferocious viciousness and all animals. Anyway, there's some other great things going to take place. But let's look, turn back with me to Revelation chapter number 20. I have 5 minutes. I want you to notice verses number 4 and 5 about a resurrection. And then it says that this is the first resurrection in verse number 5, Revelation chapter number 20. A couple of things about this first resurrection. We read in Acts, where it is, Acts chapter number 24, verse number 15. You don't have to turn there. But it talks about the resurrection of the just and of the unjust. Very important statement there. The resurrection of the just and the resurrection of the unjust. All right. This resurrection, this is the first resurrection, means that there has to be another resurrection. You don't have to go to Auburndale to understand that, okay? Auburndale High School. If there's a first resurrection, there must be a second resurrection. This first resurrection is talking about resurrection for believers. This is the completed resurrection for believers. After this point, never, ever, ever will a believer die from this point on. Never will anybody who knows Christ as their Savior die. They will live forever and forever and ever, forever and ever. When we get this thing about the first resurrection, it's actually three parts of this first resurrection. Preacher, you're really confusing me. Let me give you the first resurrection of that completed part. Remember when Jesus rose from the dead? Turn to me to Matthew chapter number Oh, where's that? 27. Matthew 27. I can do this in 2 minutes. I can't either, but we're going to look at it. Matthew chapter number 27. Remember when Jesus, he's on the cross of Calvary, beginning in verse number 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with loud voice, yielded up the ghost. He said, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. The earth did quake and the rocks went. And the graves were open and many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose. What does the word resurrection mean? It means a standing up. They rose from the dead. Hallelujah. He arose. Do you believe that? Amen. That's the foundation of our belief. Jesus Christ rose. But I want you to notice here that many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves. I circled this word after his resurrection. After Jesus was the first one to rise from the dead during this operation, and we call it Operation Glorification. Again, I'm running out of time. I'll finish this next Sunday. There's people coming in and they want to hear somebody more important to speak than me, knew who I'm talking about. Okay. Anyway, this is the first of Operation Glorification. Jesus rose from the dead. After he rose from the dead, the Bible tells us many saints in Jerusalem came out of their graves. This is what we call the first fruits. 1 Corinthians 15 talks about Christ, the first fruits of them that slept. When there's first fruits, there must be a main harvest and there must be gleanings. Remember the story of Ruth. And I just read again the story of Ruth. What a beautiful story that is. Remember Ruth? I mean, I got to quit here. I'll finish this next week. But I remember that story about Ruth. And will y'all come back next week and listen to this? Even if Sheriff Grady Judd ain't here, you'll come, won't you? And let me finish it. Hey, remember Ruth and Boaz? What a beautiful love story that was. They had the first fruits and all, where they got the first good harvest, and then they had the main harvest, and there's the gleanings that Boaz told his servants, you make sure that beautiful young lady, that's what he said, paraphrase, boy, who's that lady? Boy, that's Naomi's daughter-in-law. You make sure that she gets some gleanings, okay? So they set aside those gleanings. That was kind of what was left over. So when we look at the resurrection, it's three parts of this first resurrection. There's the first fruits. There's the main harvest, which will be, we'll look at next week, 1 Thessalonians, 1 Corinthians, where the dead in Christ shall rise. That's us. I say us. I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upper taker. I'm not looking to die. I'm looking for Jesus to come. But if he doesn't come and we die and you see me laid out here one day, don't say, boy, he's dead. I am not dead. I'm more alive than ever. I'd be in heaven. But that's the main harvest, when Jesus comes in the translation. And then when he comes in the revelation, at the beginning of the millennium, I'll get this next week. All the people who died during the tribulation period will get a resurrected body. They refused the mark of the beast, so they were martyred. They get a resurrection. And then all the Old Testament saints, we're talking about Moses and Isaac and Jacob, they get their resurrected bodies at the end of the tribulation before the millennium. And we'll look at that next week. So are you following? You may not agree with me. If you come back next week, you'll see why I believe that the Old Testament saints don't get their resurrected bodies when we do. They get theirs at the end of the tribulation. And they enter into the millennium, into the kingdom, and all that period. Are y'all following me? I'm glad y'all got it, because I'm lost as a... But I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven, aren't you? Our Father, we thank you for your word, for the truth of the Scripture. There's so much here, and we haven't even scratched the surface of what's taking place here in this time period of the millennium. And Lord, I just thank you that you're in control. Lord, even in these days that we live in, Lord, it seems like a lot of chaos and confusion, our Father, but nothing takes you by surprise. Nothing ever occurs to you, Lord, because you already know the future. We thank you for that. But Lord, most of all, we thank you for Jesus. Thank you for that great salvation that's offered to all mankind. And perhaps there's somebody here today that's never trusted you as Savior. May this be the day, may this be the hour, Father, they call upon the name of the Lord. In Jesus' most precious and holy and most loving name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.